Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelam. We're now in Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, continuing our analysis of the fourth Mishnah, the seventh Perek. And we're now really at the last case of the five cases mentioned in the Mishnah in which a person is exempt from Arba V'Chamisha in opposition to the cases in Mishnah Bet. Ganav Iktish V'Hakach Tavachu Machar, we said he's Patur, he's only Chayv and Kefel. Now, Amri, I understand why he's not chayv if he shechts the animal. Because after all, at that point, the animal's hektesh, right, velo demari katavach, and he's not shechting the animal owned by the original master anymore. Hektesh the chayv, but he should be chayv for the hektesh. Because after all, mali machro lehedyon, mali machro leshamayim. What do I care if he sells it to another person or sells it to shamayim? Meaning, the guy stole an animal. And then, if he sells it to somebody else, he's chayiv arba chamisha. So if he's makdish the animal, it should also be chayiv arba chamisha. Either way, he transferred reshut. So the answer we give provisionally is hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. It's Rabbi Shimon, da'amar kodshim shachayiv b'achrayutan reshut de'demari kaimi. That we're working with the assumption that Rabbi Shimon's dissent at the end of the Mishnah is based on the idea that he believes that kodshim, that there's a chiyuv achrayut, like a neder, remain in the possession of the original owner, right? Why you can't say that? Because how many say for Rabbi Shimon have a racial love Rabbi Shimon? The fact that Rabbi Shimon dissents in this case proves that Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of this opinion. We're talking here about kochim kalim like shlamim, and it only follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili famously, we saw this in several places, most recently in Kiddushin. Da'amar kochim kalim mamon ba'alim hu. Kodshim Kalim really belong to the owners. They don't belong to Shamayim. Or Reshutei Kaimi. And therefore, if a person steals a Shlamim from somebody, or an animal, and makes it a Shlamim, then it really still belongs to the original guy. Or in this case, it belongs to this guy. Avokoche Kodshimai. So what would be the story if he was Makdish Koche Kodshim, something as an Ola or Chatat or an Asham? B'shalom Tashlumah B'chamisha. Then he would pay because that's selling it to another, and it's no longer a Reshut. But that doesn't work either, because Adatani Reisha, Ganav HaTavach, HaKach HaKdish, in Mishnah Bet, we laid out the case, which was the opposing case to this, where you did the Gneva and the Tficha, and then were Makdish. Mishalom Tashlumi Arba Chamisha, so Liflog Lin Ibidam, they should have added in there, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bekotchim Kalim. So they should have said that the necessity to do it in that order, in order to be Chayv Arba Chamisha, is only Kotchim Kalim. Avakotche Kotchim, Mishalom Tashlumi Arba Chamisha, in any order. That's what it should have said. Li'olam lo shna kochim kochim lo shna kochim kalim. We're going back to saying this is according to everyone, and it applies to kochim kalim kochim kochim. Udekash alachmam mali machol lehedyon mali machol l'shamayim. Our entire approach was based on that phrase. That why should there be a difference between selling it to another person and transferring it to Hekdesh? The answer is there is a difference. Machra lehedyot, if you steal it from one person and sell it to another, mikara Torah to Reuven, hashta Torah to Shimon. Originally it was Reuven's, now it's Shimon's. Machra l'shamayim, but if you're makdish it, mikara Torah to Reuven, hashta Torah to Reuven. Think about this, when you're makdish an animal, even though it now belongs to Hekdesh, it still has your name on it, because you're bringing it as a korban. So the same thing, if you steal an animal and you're makdish it, it still has the name, either of the original owner, or in this case, it only would work if there was Yeush, would have your name on it, which means there is no Mechira here. So therefore, the only way you could be Chayiv, therefore you're never going to be Chayiv Arbav Chamisha, even if it was Kodshe Kodshe. Okay, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon distinguished between Kodshim Shechayiv Achriyutan and Kodshim Sheino Chayiv Achriyutan. The problem is, Amri Nehidus of Rabbi Shimon Mali Machol had Mali Machol Hashamayim, we just got through saying that Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that it doesn't matter whether or not you're makdish it or you sell it to another person. Either way, you should be chayiv arba v'chamisha, because as Rashi points out, we're starting with the assumption that Rabbi Shimon says you're chayiv for kochim shachayiv b'achrayutan for the hekdesh itself. So ipchamim ba'ilei, if that's the case, then Rabbi Shimon should have the exact opposite approach. Kochim shachayav b'achrayutan patur. Why? Takatilo nafik mershutei. Think about this. You steal an animal from somebody and you make it a shlamim, it still belongs to the guy. And therefore it's not a mechira. Kochim sheino chayav b'achrayutan, but kochim, that there is no chayav b'achrayut, Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's now no longer in the reshut, chayav, why? Demafkele mershutei. That's taken it out of the original guy's reshut. So Amri, they answered as follows. Rabbi Shimon Amil Tacharitikar. Rabbi Shimon's statement is not addressing Tanakama's position. It's addressing a different case. V'hachi Tani, this is what it is. Ein ha-gonev achar ganav mishalem tashlumei v'chamisha. It goes back to the first Mishnah, which is somebody who steals from a ganav does not pay arba chamisha. V'chein gonev hekdash in beit baalim patur. Also, if somebody was makdish an animal and you steal it from him, you're also patur from arba v'chamisha. My tama, because v'gunav min beit ha'ish. Remember, in the context of geneva from the parsha of Shomer Chinam, it says v'gunav min beit ha'ish, if it's stolen from the man's house. V'lo mi beit hekdash. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, that if you stole, let's say, an animal, and the guy took a neder, and he designated an animal for that neder, and you stole it, then you're chayav. My tama, karina mevgimunav metaish. Because that is called mevgimunav metaish. Why? Because the fellow has an achrayut, and if he doesn't bring that animal, he has to bring another one. But if it was, let's say, an adava, where if the animal dies or becomes a balmum or disappears, he doesn't have to bring another one. Patur, why? Delo karina bevigurav betaish. There's a very interesting take on the difference between nadarim and nadavod, which appears in several places in Shas, famously in the Ein Beins and Megillah, and in nadarim. But one of the distinctions here is that's made, that the, in the Beit Midrash they made to explain Rabbi Shimon Shita, is that when you take a neder, it's the animal is still, as it were, in your possession because you have to hand it over to the Beit HaMikdash, and Haraya, if something happens to it, you have to bring another one. But if you make an adava, it's like you've already handed it over. You said, Harei Zu Ola, this is an Ola. You've handed it over to the Hekdesh. If, for some reason, something happens to it, it's not on your dime and you're done. Now, we saw earlier in the parak, the Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that Shechita, which is invalid, is not called Shechita for purposes of Arba Chamisha, which is why Rabbi Shimon was the author of the position that said that if you're Shochet, that's why we said that the Shechita on Shabbat, you wouldn't be Achai Arba Chamisha, because Shechita Shena Re'uya, and then we had to associate with Yochanan Sandlar's position. So, kochim nami shchita shen ruyahi. Said, if that's the case, then, in this case also, you stole a hektish and you shecht it, because now we understand that Rabbi Shimon's position is not based on the fact that you are maktish it, and that's like a mechira, but it's on the shchita. But wait a second, if you shecht kochim in your own house, it can't be eaten either. So, it's shchita shen ruyah, why should we chai rabbi chamisha? So we have, Rabbi Yochanan gave the answer. There's two versions of it, one from Avdimi, one from Avin, as they came to Bavel. Hiatra Avdimi Am Rabbi Yochanan. Avdimi brought the first response, the first one we record. B'shochei tmimim b'fnim l'shem balim. Said what we're talking about is a case where the ganav steals it, and then he comes to the mikdash, and he shechts it in the azara for the purposes of the original owners. In which case, it may be eaten. And it's a shechita re'uya, or at least it's a shechita re'uya to put the dam on the mizbeach. But if that's the case... if that's the case, then we have the following challenge. If that's the case, then the original value of the animal defers back to the original owners because their korban has now been brought, which means there can't be kefal or arba v'chamisha or any other payment, because that will only work when the karen is something that's still owed to the balim. Yitzchak Bar Avin, shenishpach adam. So he says, okay, it could be a case where you did the proper shechita, and then the dam was spilled out, which means that the balim never gained kapara, the animal wasn't brought properly, because if all of the dam is nishpach, it's a mishnah and zvachim, then you can't put the animal on the mizbeach. So that means the shechita was re'uya, therefore it's chayav arba chamisha. The karen did not come back to the balim because the korban wasn't brought. That solves it. Kiata Ravina Rabbi Yochanan, but Ravin brought a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. B'shochet tmimim bifnim shelo l'shem balim. That you took this animal and you shechted it in the Azara, but not for the purpose of the Bailim, which means that they're not Yotzei the Korban. As it's not Yotzei the Korban, that obviates the problem of Chazor Karen, but the Shechita was still a Shechita Re'uya, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be Chayef Rabbi Chamisha. Now, Rish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan in this report of Ravin. Rish Lakish Amar B'shochet Ba'alimumin Bachutz. We're talking not about where he took the the animal that he stole, that was Hekdesh, and shechted it as a proper animal in the Azara, but rather it became a Balmum, and he shechted it outside the Azara. which of course is also Shechita Ru'ya. But now, Tohi Rabbi Bar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar challenged this version of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. He said that Rabbi Yochanan, Shechita Materet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Shechita that allows the animal to be eaten or to be put on the Mizbeach. Halo Zerika Materet, it's Zerika Tadam that allows that. Rish Lakish, Shechita Materet. And according to Rish Lakish, is it Shechita really that's mater the animal outside? Well, Ptia Materet, you said this is Kodshim, it's a Baal Mum. The only thing that allows you to eat it is to redeem it. Then you need the Shechita. So Rabbi Lazar, therefore, said both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in this version don't answer anything because it's a Shechita She'ina Re'uya, because in Rabbi Yochanan's take, it's a Shechita without Zrikat Adam. And in Rish Lakish's case, it's the Shechita without Pidyon. Ishtemita had Rabbi Shimon. The problem was that Rabbi Lazar missed a point of Rabbi Shimon, because this entire discussion was within the approach of Rabbi Shimon. And he said he missed a teaching of Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon say? Kol ha'omed lizrok kazaruk dami. Any dam that's ready to be thrown on the Mizbeach, we consider it as if it's already thrown, even if afterwards something gets in the way and makes it unsprinklable. V'chol ha'omed liftot kepadui dami. And any animal that's standing to be redeemed, even then, though something gets in the way and it's not redeemed, it's considered redeemed. And now we'll see support for each one of those positions. Since Rabbi Elazar missed that, but now that we see that, we understand both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the case that Rabbi Shimon's referring to is a case where you shechted the animal properly inside, but shelo l'shem balim. Therefore, the animal's proper korban, it goes on the Mizbeach, but because it wasn't l'shem balim, they're not yotzei, and therefore you don't have chazrak care on the balim. In Rish Lakish's case, the animal became a balmum, and you shechted it outside. And therefore, certainly lo chazra kera on the balim, they didn't gain anything from it. You still owe them the kefal and now arba b'chamisha, but it's a proper shechita because it can be eaten. And since it could have been redeemed, we consider that this shechita is a matir. Now, let's see the source for each one of these positions. Kol ha'omei lizrok kazaruk dami, tetanya. And one preface to this breita is that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, based on Pasuk 2 that I put on the page, which is not in our Gemara, but Rashi points us to, is that only an animal that had a shata kosher, food that had a shata kosher to be eaten, is vulnerable to tumat ochlin. So Rabbi Shimon says, yesh notar shumatami tumat ochlin, yesh notar sheinu matami tumat ochlin. You could have a korban that is notar, which means it's lain over its allotted time, which is makabel tuma, and you have notar that couldn't be makabel tuma. Ketzad, how does it work? Lam lifnei zrika, if it was left overnight before zrika tadam, and matami tuma tochlin, it never had a time that it was proper, and therefore it can't be makabel tuma. Lachar zrika, but if it's lino, it was after zrika tadam, matami tuma tochlin. That's the breita. The kaimalan, and we know in our interpretation, my lifnei zrika. What does lifnei zrika mean? It has to be kodem shenira lazrika. Means that if the lina was before, it had a moment that it could have had zrika. Meaning, and la'achar zrika means la'achar shenira lazrika. That's what it means. Means as follows. Kodem shenira lazrika lan mahi. What's that? To lohav yeshahut bayom lamizrake. If you shechted the animal, samuch l'shkia tachama, so you shechted the korban just before shkia. There was no time to do zrika tadam before it became shkia. Then, by definition, it's lan lifnei zrikat adam, and therefore it's not makabel tumat ochlin, because it never had a moment that it could have been ra'ui. I'm talking tumat ochlin. But la'achar shenira lazrika lan, what's that? Tahav yishut bayom lemizrake. If you shechted it, let's say, 20 minutes before shkia. So there was enough time to do zrikat adam, but you didn't do zrikat adam. But tame tumat ochlin, why? Call how many zrokas aruk dami, because if it's blood that could have been put on the mizbeach, we consider it as if it was. And therefore, this animal is sort of a potential proper animal, even though, in fact, it can't be put on the Mizbeach. It's lan. It certainly can't be eaten. But, nonetheless, it's metame tumat ochlin, because it had a theoretical moment of possibility. Now, v'chol ha'omei liftot kepadui. Now, I mean, how do we see that? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, we have another bright to Rabbi Shimon. It says, para metam'a tumat ochlin. Para here means parat chatat, the paraduma. Can have tumat ochlin. Ho'il v'haitala shata kosher. Now remember, an animal can't be metame while it's alive. Yeah, an animal cannot be meat tameh. It can't become tameh when it's alive. It has to be dead as meat, either tumat nevela or tumat ochlin. Now, how could a parat chatat have tumat ochlin? After all, the minute that you shecht it, we assume it's also b'hana, it's inaccessible to everybody. Right? He says it had a shata kosher. Why? V'yamar shlokish, omer Rabbi Shimon, para niftet al gabe marachata. You could redeem the paraduma even while it's burning, while it's on the bonfire, you could redeem it. You shechted the paraduma, you put it in the bonfire to burn it up to get the ashes, and then theoretically you find, let's say, a nicer one. You could say, you know what, that one will just be an animal, we'll eat it, and in the meantime, because it's after all outside of the Azara, it's outside of Yerushalayim, in the meantime, we'll use this other animal. You could be poted. You have to redeem it. Now, that means, Alma, anything that is standing to be redeemed, meaning that has a moment that it could be redeemed, we consider it as already redeemed. And therefore, going, that supports the Resh Lakish's take, which is that the case that Rabbi Shimon was referring to was it was a balmum, and there was shechita outside. And even without the reality of pidyon, because there was a possibility of pidyon, therefore it's called a shechita ru'uya and yerchayv arba b'chamisha. Rabbi Yochanan's goes back to the earlier position, which is, Rabbi Shimon also said that any time zrikat adam could have happened, we consider it to have happened, and therefore the shechita that happened inside shelo l'shem balim is still a shechita ru'uya. We'll pause at this point, and we're going to pick up with the machloket reshlokesh Rabbi Yochanan and take that further as we continue in our analysis of the fourth Mishnah, which we'll complete in Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.